Good evening. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome to another broadcast by the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra on Classical HQR. Tonight's concert was recorded during a performance in the Wilson Center at Cape Fear Community College on Saturday, January 26th of this year. There are a couple of special reasons to sit back and enjoy this program. This year's winners of the Richard R. Diaz Young Artist Concerto Competition, mezzo-soprano Tanya Hanano and cellist Chester Tyson will join the WSO for music by Mozart and Elgar. Here now is conductor Stephen Arante to tell us about the first piece of music in this broadcast concert by the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra.
The title of tonight's Wilmington Symphony Concert is Unfinished Business, because we have a couple of works from the classical symphonic literature that were either abandoned by the composer or frequently revisited in an effort to find the perfect version. The latter was Beethoven's situation for his one opera, Fidelio. Along with revisions of the entire opera for later productions, he wrote no fewer than four overtures in his quest for the right proportions and dramatic structure. The first two versions of the overture, called Leonora No. 2 and Leonora No. 3, used the same musical ideas, but in No. 3, the time scale was extended. Passages which built up tension were given more time, climaxes were more powerful. By comparing the two, you can hear Beethoven becoming Beethoven. However, Leonora No. 3 was so long and powerful that it threatened to overwhelm the first few scenes of the opera. Realizing the problem, Beethoven eventually went on to write two more versions, using different musical materials, ultimately settling on the more lightweight work known today as the Fidelio Overture. We'll be playing Leonore No. 3, which has special significance for me because it was on the first concert I conducted with the Wilmington Symphony back in the fall of 1986. That was the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra playing Ludwig van Beethoven's Leonore Overture No. 3. Richard Dias was the chair of the UNCW Department of Music in 1971, when he and some members of the local music community started what became the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. In those early days, there was very little money available for basic essentials like music, and so hiring a soloist to appear with the orchestra was out of the question. The solution was to begin holding the student concerto competition that now bears Dr. Dias's name. The first year, there was apparently only one entrant. But since then, the competition has grown to include three divisions, junior, high school, and UNCW. Our high school winner this year is Chester Tyson IV, known to most of us as CJ. He's a senior at Ashley High School and has been principal cellist of the Wilmington Symphony Youth Orchestra for several years. He'll be playing the first movement of Edward Elgar's Cello Concerto, one of the composer's last major works. It was written in the aftermath of the First World War and has what I would describe as a somber lilt, a kind of autumnal melancholy that pervades the music.
Thank you.
You have just heard C.J. Tyson playing the first movement of Elgar's Cello Concerto. C.J. is the high school division winner of this year's Richard R. Diaz Young Artist Concerto Competition. The competition took place last November when a couple of dozen young artists in three age divisions played before a panel of judges to earn a place on tonight's concert. The winner of the UNCW division is mezzo-soprano Tanya Hanano. Tanya is pursuing a music degree at UNCW under the capable guidance of my colleague, Nancy King, and she'll be performing the aria Parto Parto Ma Tu Ben Mio from La Clemenza di Tito by Mozart. Written in haste for a lucrative commission during Mozart's last year of life, La Clemenza di Tito has been overshadowed by another project from the same period, The Magic Flute. In the aria, the character Cestus, a castrato role, agrees to execute an assassination at the bidding of his beloved Vitellia. In addition to his dramatic writing for the voice, Mozart elevates the clarinet from a member of the orchestra to an equal character in the drama. Our clarinetist is Coleman Burgess, principal clarinet of the Wilmington Symphony.
Thank you.
That was mezzo-soprano Tanya Hanano performing Parto Parto, Ma Tu Ben Mio from La Commedia di Tito by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart with clarinetist Coleman Burgess. Franz Schubert wrote symphonies that continued the classical style of his predecessors Haydn and Mozart. But in the Symphony No. 8, one can feel new winds blowing. The shadowy beginning of the first movement has a subtle agitation and gradual unfolding that makes it understandable that this symphony was an audience favorite in the second half of the 19th century. And this was despite Schubert having only completed two movements out of the expected four. In the serene second movement, one of my favorite passages is the long oboe and clarinet solos that drift over a kaleidoscopic series of key changes in the string accompaniment. It has a relaxed pacing that is more characteristic of the Romantic period. We're including a bonus in this Wilmington Symphony concert. After the second movement, we'll play the nine measures of the third movement that Schubert actually completed and orchestrated. You'll hear a phrase from the full orchestra, followed by the beginning of what might have been a beautiful oboe solo. And since this is not a great way to end a concert, we'll finish with Reznicek's delightful Donna Diana Overture.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Emil von Reznicek's Donna Diana Overture, played by the Wilmington Symphony, preceded by the first two movements and a bit of the third movement from Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 8, The Unfinished.
Stephen Arante, our commentator and conductor of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast and that you'll attend the next live concert by the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra at 7:30 this Saturday evening at the Wilson Center. Tickets and more information are available at wilmingtonsymphony.org or 910-362-7999. Blood, Sweat, Tears, Earth, Wind, Fire, and a Little Chicago is the title for this Big Pops concert, featuring the skilled vocals and trumpet solos of the trio known as Classics and Jeans. The orchestra's next Masterworks concert is May 4th. That's when we'll hear music by Russian composers Mikhail Glinka and Igor Stravinsky, and the premiere of Stephen Arante's Violin Concerto. Tonight's concert was recorded by Brandon Lane, and our producer is Bob Workman. For Classical HQR, I'm Jamila Erickson. This broadcast is a co-production of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, the Wilson Center, and WHQR Public Media.